Would you stand with me? Anyone who's experienced the love of God, I think, would agree with that simple chorus. It is amazing, is it not? It is amazing to think that our Creator would love us as He does. 1 John chapter 4, the Apostle writes in verse 16, "And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him." This message today is really just a simple appeal, and I'll give you this title: Let God Love You. I'm going to take a few minutes and explore God's love in Scripture and kind of point out what it's all about and that it extends to everybody, but I think you'll agree with me today that ultimately, each one of us has to accept God's love. In all relationships of life, love can be offered, but love can also be refused, right? No matter what type of relationship, and the same is true with God. He offers His love, but each of us decides whether we'll accept that love, reject that love. And ironically, even those of us that are born again, I don't know that we always do it intentionally, but sometimes just through our actions, our thoughts, maybe our own sense of self-worth, we can actually push away God's love. And we don't want to do that today. We want to be open-hearted, don't we? And let God love us. Would you lift a hand toward heaven and both thank Him for His love and just ask Him to help us, each one, to have an open heart toward Him. Lord, I appreciate so much Your love that flows through this place. You've shown it to so many of us, if not all of us, time and again, because we've recognized it, we've accepted it, but we want afresh and anew to be willing to let You love us and strengthen us and encourage us. And I pray through Your word and through this time of prayer that we will have a little bit later, that You would do just that in all of our hearts and lives. And I ask You to do these things in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Thanks for standing. You may be seated. The Apostle Paul describes God's love in a prayer to the church at Ephesus. If you're interested, it's in Ephesians chapter 3. He writes, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, that is the church, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend." Really, the connotation is that you may be able to apprehend or acquire with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. In verse 18 particularly of Ephesians 3, the words width, length, depth, and height are used to demonstrate the dimension of God's love. The general idea is just this: it's vast, it's huge, there's a whole lot of it, it's wide, it's long, it's deep, it's high, and it comprehends or covers all that's above, all that's below, all that's past, and all that is to come. In short, God's love knows no boundaries. And somebody said, thank you, Jesus. God's love knows no limitations. God's love knows no restrictions. It's wide enough to include everybody. John 3:16 says this: "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And in that simple word "so," in our English language at least, it gives you the idea that there's a whole lot of love in the heart of God for humanity. For God so loved the world. And who is in the world? Who does that include? Well, quite simply, it's everybody. God's love is universal. It reaches every person. You could say it this way: God's love is so expansive it covers every inch of the globe. Or to put it another way, from the Amazon rainforest to the Sahara Desert to the Andes Mountain, wherever there are people, God loves them. He loves the entire world and every individual on it. There's not one person on this planet that God does not love. And that's good news, isn't it? But now there might be a little bit of bad news mixed in there, because that also means He loves people that you don't think are deserving of love. You know, people that oppose you, people that have nasty dispositions, people that frankly get on your nerves. God loves everybody. On a more somber note, He loves criminals. He loves people whose behavior is deviant in terms of the community. He loves those that are upstanding in society. He loves those that are downtrodden. God loves everywhere. People everywhere are loved by Him. And most importantly, where you are concerned, it means that God loves you. And I've just come quite simply to say, accept that love. Let that love come into your heart. Even if you're someone who has been born again recently or years ago and you know the love of God, but maybe you've thrown up some barriers or maybe you've had some second thoughts because of your circumstances, I'm urging you today to let God love you. Don't try to analyze it. And that's easy for me to say. I'm quite analytical in my approach to things. But don't try to figure it out. Just accept it. God loves me. God loves me. He loves me because He's my creator. I want to take Him at His word, don't you? And believe that God loves me. He's your creator, and He loves you unconditionally. I have a feeling that if I were to make this available, and I'm not going to, but if I would ask who would be interested in this $20 bill, and that is in having it, that just about everybody would be interested. There might be a few of you so well off that $20 doesn't mean too much. But I'm guessing most of us, you know, 20 bucks is 20 bucks. I'll take it if you're giving it away, right? It's there. But if I would take this $20 bill, this pains me to do, but if I'd crumple it up, if I'd let it fall to the ground, smash it a little bit with my foot, if I would offer it, something tells me most of us would still take it, right? Still worth 20 bucks, isn't it? We'd do our best to open it up and smooth it out. In fact, I've seen some bills where people have written notes on them. I've seen some bills that have been torn and taped up, and the places of business and the banks, they'll take them because it's still worth 20 bucks, isn't it? And to God, your soul has inherent value. No matter your condition, whether this $20 bill is in brand new condition from the Bureau of Engraving or whether it's crumpled and wrinkled like I've got it now, it's still worth 20 bucks. And regardless of your condition, regardless of your circumstances, God knows the inherent value of your soul. And I've just come to say He loves you despite that condition. He loves you despite the circumstances in your life. Others may be mistreating you. Hear me today. Others may be mistreating you, but God loves you. Others may have things to say about you that are very unkind, but God loves you. And please catch this. God will never love you any more than He does right now. But the reverse is also true. He'll never love you any less than He does right now. Simply put, God loves you on your good days. God loves you on your bad days. He loves you when you're behaving. And guess what? He loves you when you ain't behaving. He loves you when you're right. He loves you when you're wrong. He loves you when others are in your corner or whether they're not in your corner. His love is not conditioned by your response. In fact, He loves you even if you refuse His love. Even if you won't heed this simple appeal today and let God love you, He still loves you. Regardless of your response, regardless of your circumstances, God loves you. It doesn't matter your age, and somebody said, thank the Lord for that. Doesn't matter your gender. Doesn't matter your education, your race, your nationality, your financial status. None of those things matter to God. He just loves you, simply put, period. And He's offering His love to us in all circumstances of life. It's undeserved. It's unearned. We just need to accept it. I'm so glad that God's love is wide enough, aren't you? That it includes everybody. Nobody is outside the reach of God's love. And His love is also long enough to last forever. Through the prophet Jeremiah, it says, the Lord appeared to me of old, saying, yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. God's love exists from ages past, present, and eternity. It goes from everlasting to everlasting, it reaches into eternity. And I emphasize that by saying it in different ways because that's so different from our kind of love. If we'll just be frank about it, human love can wear out, can't it? It really can because of mistreatment, because of mistrust. Human love can wear out. There is a limit to it. And I know we've got wonderful stories of husbands and wives being faithful to each other for 50-plus years and family members and friends that are there through thick and thin. But quite honestly, there can be a point where human love dries up. It does erode over time, and human love can even be fickle. It can even be changeable. And somebody might argue, well, that's not true love, but that's just kind of the way we are, right? We say one day we love you, and the next day we don't. But God's love never wears out. God's love is patient. God's love is persistent. God's love is persevering. You could say God loves you through thick and thin, no matter what you're facing. I don't know what year it was, but at one point in the history of the Sydney Swans, they are from the Australian Football League. They were the joke of that football league. They had the worst record, the worst players, the worst coach, and the worst fans. Most of their home games were played in a stadium that was just about empty. But a strange thing happened. They got a new coach, they added a few new players, and they started winning some games. Before long, that team that was the laughingstock of their league became a powerhouse. And you can guess what happened. You can imagine, because people like winners, thousands of people started showing up and attending the games when before they had no interest whatsoever. And the Sydney Swans became the talk of the town. Everybody wanted to be identified with them. Downtown was displaying their colors proudly. People were wearing the merchandises. And before long, it became almost impossible to get a ticket to one of the games. And on one Sunday afternoon, the Swans were playing at home against a rival team before a capacity crowd. And the television cameras were going around, zooming in on different fans and their joy and excitement about what was happening. And then at one point, one of the cameras zoomed in on a single man. He was just there by himself, and he was cheering wildly and screaming and holding up what was obviously a homemade sign, and it read, "I was here when nobody else was." Isn't it good to know that God won't give up on you? Isn't it? Isn't it comforting to know that when you're not a winner in the eyes of other people, God still loves you? You think about that. Isn't it good to know that when the odds are against you, God's love is cheering you on? I'm just saying that no matter how things are going in your life, God's love is consistent. God's love is constant. God's love is faithful. When you make poor choices, He loves you. When you behave badly, He loves you. When you are at a point where nobody seems to want to be associated with you, God does love you. He's still there for you. His love is strong and His love is enduring. God's love is the kind of love that will have your back. I don't know this from experience, but it's my understanding from reading and from things I've heard, and maybe Ron can tell me if I'm right or wrong after church, but I understand that there's a special bond between police officers and firefighters and military personnel. It's the kind of bond that says, "I'm here for you. We're a team. We're partners, and I'm going to watch your back, and I'm going to stand here with you." And I think that's the kind of love God has for us. It's a love that will fight for us. It's a love that'll defend us. It's a love that'll stand by us. It doesn't mean He'll never correct us, because God chastens those He loves, right? But it does mean that He's going to go the distance with us. It does mean God will give us a second chance when it's necessary. Today, if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling abandoned, if you're feeling unloved, I want you to open up to the love of God. Let it come into your heart. Let it come into your soul, because God does love you. It's just a matter of accepting the offering of His love today. It's constant. It's faithful. You can depend on it. You can rely on it. Just let God love you today, because it's long enough to last forever, to go with you through every circumstance of life. And then thankfully, God's love is deep enough to meet all the needs in our lives. Problems in life have a way of piling up, don't they? Boy, do they ever. And they can weigh us down. We sink underneath the load of them. But God's love is not shallow. No matter how deep of a need you may have in your life today, God's love is deeper. If you're in deep despair, God's love is deeper. If you're in deep trouble, God's love is deeper. If you're going through deep stress, God's love is deeper. It reaches, I'm simply saying, to the depths of dejection, despondency, despair, you name it. God's love can stoop to the lowest condition. I'm glad that God's love can lift a person. God's love can lift a person out of bitterness, rage, envy, hatred. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but some of you know what I'm talking about. God's love can lift you out. God's love can lift us from disappointment, from discouragement. It can lift us from loneliness and doubt. When you have hit the bottom, emotionally, morally, spiritually, God's arm, hear this directly from the word of the Lord, God's arm is not short that it cannot save. The love of God can reach you when you've hit bottom. In fact, the Bible says the eternal God is your refuge, and underneath you are the everlasting arms. Simply said, no matter how far you fall into discouragement, into despondency, the arms of the loving God are underneath you. And they're able to lift you out of that despair. They're able to lift you out of that discouragement if you'll just open your heart, if you'll just let God love you. It can bring you out. I'm so thankful today that nobody is beyond God's reach. So thankful that nobody has gone too far or done too much that God cannot reach him or reach her with His love. And I'm simply saying this, please, please, please let God love you. just kind of fall or drop into his arms of love and let him catch you, let him support you, because his love does protect. His love does preserve if you'll just let him love you. And you can't talk about the love of God without talking about the cross of Calvary, because that was the ultimate demonstration of God's love for us. John the Apostle also wrote this: in this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world. Why? That we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the appeasement for our sins. In Romans, Paul wrote, God demonstrates or shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loves us so much that he provided a plan of salvation that shows us the highest expression of his love. Greater love has no man than this, Jesus said, that a man lay down his life for his friends, and he showed that love by going to Calvary for us. You, each one of us, matter to God. He loves us, he cares for us, and so much so that he has provided a way of salvation. Aren't you thankful that there is a plan of salvation? A way to be born again and rescued from sin. And when we put our faith in Jesus Christ and repented, he redeemed us by remitting our sins in the baptismal tank, and then by filling us with his Spirit. And because of God's Spirit living inside of us, we know the full dimension of God's love, the width and the height and the depth and the length of it, because we can experience it daily. It's unconditional love, it's constant love, it's faithful love, it's love that will reach us in the deepest part of our need if we'll just let it in and experience it and let God show it to us as he wants to. In closing, I want to look at a story that Jesus told, and I admit up front that this story may not apply to the vast majority of people, but there's a point that I want to make from it that I believe will apply to the vast majority of us. It's the story in Luke where Jesus talked about a father with a couple of sons, and the youngest of the two wanted his inheritance ahead of time. The dad gave it to him, and he went off to a foreign country, spent his money just on anything and everything, to the point where he was out of funds, and then the economy took a downturn, and he was penniless, without friends. And I think you're familiar with the story. He ended up working for a farmer, just slopping pigs. And it was in that condition that the scripture says, Jesus said in this story, he came to himself and decided that he would go back to his father. That is, get in the presence of his father and call out to him. And he, in his mind, was going back to his dad just to present himself for punishment. He wasn't asking to be restored. He was saying, just make me a hired servant. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. He was going back with the full intention that I'm just going to take my punishment. I've made a bad choice. I'm going to have to live with the consequences. And that's the way it's going to be. But when he was coming down the road, the father saw him, ran to him with loving arms, and showed to him a love that was unconditional. Instead of punishing him, instead of making him suffer consequences, he said, bring out a fatted calf, bring a change of clothes, we're going to celebrate. My son who was dead is alive, he has come home. And he had that unconditional love offered to him. But here's the point that I want to bring home today. That son had to accept the love of his father. He could have resisted it, he could have rejected it. And I know what you're thinking is, boy, how foolish would that have been? How ridiculous would that have been to reject the love of the Father that was given unconditionally? But you know that some people do that with God's love. How foolish it is to resist the love of God. How foolish it is to reject it. But some people do. And I know there are different reasons. Sometimes pride gets in the way, and we don't want to have anything to do with that. Sometimes it's fear. We don't know exactly what it's going to lead to if I open up to God and let him love me. There are lots of different reasons. But would you please today, don't let anything keep you from letting God love you. Get rid of the barriers. Get rid of all the things that are in your way, and just have an open heart, an open mind, an open spirit to his love, because he's here to offer it to us today on this cold September or December Sunday morning. He's here to help us and to reach us if we'll just open our hearts. And before I invite everybody to pray, would you please stand with me and just bow your heads in the presence of the Lord. Now, I'd like right from where you stand for us to pray together. You can pray aloud or silently, whatever is on your heart. But let's pray together just for a moment. Lord, I thank you so much for your love, and perhaps, and rightly so, one of the reasons that this message strikes home with me is because I'm a recipient of your love. I know what it is to be distant and far from you, and I thank you so much. so much for the mercy that you have shown me and the amazing love that you have demonstrated in my life, not just once, but time after time after time. And my prayer today is that we would all be open-hearted to you and allow you to love us. Even those of us that are born again, been walking with you for years, sometimes we can throw up barriers and blockades and we can resist your love, maybe even unknowingly. And I just ask that you would help us to let all that down today. Let your love flow into us and help us to be secure in the knowledge that you love us no matter what. You love us unconditionally. You love us constantly. You love us faithfully, regardless of our circumstances or even our choices and decisions. You love us. And I pray that you would help that to dawn afresh and anew upon all of our hearts today. Let this be done, I ask, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please don't reject the love of God today. And I open this altar for those that would like to come and spend some time in prayer today. I know it's hard to believe if you're first hearing this message, maybe even if you've heard it a bunch of times, that God loves me. Yeah, He loves you. He's accepting of you, and it may not be easy to understand how and why, but just again, take down those barriers and let God love you. Let God wash over you today with a fresh awareness that He loves you no matter what, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the things that you're going through. Would you be willing to come to a place of prayer today and just let God love you? Let God love you. If you don't know how to pray today or what to pray precisely, just come pray this. God, help me realize afresh and anew how much you love me. Let it dawn on me all over again that you do care for me. Your problems, your needs, bring them to the Lord today. Doesn't even have to be for salvation, but just for something else. A relationship that's gone awry, or financial matters, or family situations. Come. Let God love you. Oh, yes. He's a faithful God. He's a loving God. He's a faithful and loving God. We're just going to bask in His presence for a while. Bask in His love. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You don't particularly want to pray for yourself. That's your business, but I certainly welcome you to pray with others that have come. Just show your encouragement and love for a brother or for a sister. We've got plenty of time here before we head off. We're going to spend this time letting Him love us.